The Traveler's Journal, April 5th, with tips for avoiding spring breakdowns. We're at the peak of the collegiate migration season. By April's end, 1.5 million undergraduates will have taken spring break someplace nifty. Most will have a great time, but inevitably each year, many students come home disenchanted by more than bad weather. Some are bummed by travel packages that provided less than promised, others by charter flights that left them holding their bags. One problem is too many trip packages are run by shaky or shady operators who patch arrangements together on the fly. Trips are oversold, hotels changed, ground transfers go awry, promised parties don't materialize. Remember, no guarantee is better than the company that makes it. Do your homework. Get a printed travel brochure and read its conditions and fine print carefully. Check the files of the BBB, FTC, or ASTA to see if there are any complaints about the operator. Paying with a credit card provides some recourse. And if major changes are made from the offering in the brochure, know that you can cancel without penalty. If the trip involves a flight, find out if it's on a scheduled carrier or charter operator. Service on scheduled carriers is iffy enough these days, but charters operate under entirely different rules. Since a carrier may be flying few planes, there's little leeway for mechanical problems or weather delays. Late charters are so common, wise travelers expect them. DOT rules permit delays of up to 48 hours with no compensation. Filing complaints with the FTC's Consumer Response Center won't get you much satisfaction, but it may help someone else from making the same mistake. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.